Council compensation, approval for a new subdivision, heritage designations and more are all on the agenda for Bradford West Gwillimbury's regular council meeting set for Tuesday, April 16 at 7 p.m. in the Zima Room at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. Council compensation. Bradford's mayor, deputy mayor and members of council could see a big bump in pay, but not quite yet. Based on data from 8 other municipalities, the Council Compensation Review Committee is recommending that starting in the next term of council, expected to commence on November 1, 2026, the mayor's salary should increase by 5% to $49,215 from $46,866. The deputy's mayor's salary should increase by 37% to $42,852 from $31,255 and the councillor's salaries should increase by 53% to $38,093 from $24,970. The committee is also recommending that at the same time, the mayor's position change from part-time to full-time, and come with a further pay increase to $88,672. In the meantime, the committee recommends maintaining the existing salaries plus non-union cost of living adjustments, COLA, for the remainder of the term. New subdivision. More townhouses could be heading to Bradford. A report from town planner Madeline Luker recommends council approve an application from KLM Planning Partners Inc., on behalf of property owner FNB Developments Inc., to rezone the property at the east end of Crosslands Boulevard, north of Line 8 on the west side of Professor Day Drive, from Future Development, FD, to Residential 2, R2, in order to build a new subdivision with 72 townhouses. As part of the development, Crossland is expected to extend and connect with Professor Day directly across from Mackenzie Way, and space would also be set aside directly to the west of Professor Day, south of that extension, for the potential development of 9 out of 18 more townhouses pending agreements with another property owner and future approvals. The development was previously discussed during a public meeting on December 13, 2022, at which time, councillors raised concerns about insufficient parking. Each townhouse is expected to have 2 private parking spaces, with an additional 39 on-street parking spots available. Some special exceptions, including reduced setbacks, would be needed in order for the development to fit the property. Heritage designations. Some of Bradford's unique history is set for protection and preservation. A report from town senior planner Thomas Dissert provides the opportunity for Committee of the Whole to recommend council pass bylaws to formally recognize 2 properties under the Ontario Heritage Act. Bradford United Church at 66 Barry Street, and Keeney House at 1930 Line 12. The town posted notices of intention to designate the properties and received no appeals. Council previously endorsed recommendations from the Heritage Committee about both properties based on cultural heritage evaluation reports, and if passed, the bylaws will finalize the process. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular meeting of Council.